Vanetics, with Gabriel of Urantia and Neon Emerson Chase, an ongoing series of lectures and teachings on spiritual leadership, personal change, and the principles of divine administration. Part of the curriculum of the University of Ascension Science and the Physics of Rebellion. More information can be found at uaspr.org. This episode is titled Finding Oneself in the Mist of Personal Experience on a Fallen World and the Gift of Divine Administration. Here is Gabriel of Urantia.
The cloudy mist of others' perceptions of who you are and your own misty views based on third dimensional or fallen rebellious principles is a view of yourself that is indeed, as Jesus said, hidden in the mirrors of your own eyes and cloudy. And one day, you will see with higher perception and higher perceptions as you continue to evolve and ascend throughout eternity. It can be so very difficult to see the truth in circumstances, and that's what hierarchy is about. That's what eldership is about. But in order for you to benefit from the process that God has ordained throughout eternity, you have to believe in the process. You have to trust the process. And you have to trust the elders that God has given you. Who am I? It's the question of all Urantians and starseed alike throughout the history of this fallen world called Urantia. Who am I? That we even ask the question tells us that there is some universal quest of the soul to find out the answer to those three words. A universal quest. What does that question mean to you? And sometimes the perceptions of yourselves does not become clear until you begin to try to write a letter or try to express it openly, voice it. Because up until then, there's all these clouded, misty things going on inside of you, and you can't really see it, can't express it. That third dimensional, three-word question, who am I, should be definitely expanded. In the fourth dimension, the question should be, who am I in God today? Think about that one. Who am I in God today? Because yesterday is over. Some of you want to live in the yesterdays. Who are you today? 24-hour time period. If we stretch it a little more, that today perhaps can mean it, well, a few months, a few years that you remain static in some of your ways of thinking. Being in divine administration doesn't give you the opportunity to remain static in any way. They get you. And through us, they get you. Through us elders. That's our job. And that should be the job of every mandated person in this room at some level to others below you in mandate. Wow, you say. What a responsibility. Yeah. And you that are mandated right now have to really learn what that means. Because some of those that aren't mandated, they have spiritual authority over you in many ways and experiential experience and astral reality over you. So before you go and tell them something that may or may not be right, know what you're saying to them. Know that you have the authority of God behind you. Because if you don't, you just sound like an old quacking duck. Because true authority is not the mandate. True authority is the godliness, authority, Dale authority, experience, authority of God that you have within you. That's true authority. Mandating means that you have more of a responsibility, but it doesn't necessarily mean that your spirituality is higher than the student who's in the schools of Melchizedek, who's not mandated. Ultimately, that will change. This is why it's so hard to understand. Some things are just not so easy to talk about, and they are understood at various levels of perception or psychic circle understanding. This thing called life is many paradoxes. Let me read to you what a paradox is, the noun. A seemingly contradictory statement that may nonetheless be true. The paradox that standing is more tiring than walking. Standing is more tiring than walking. Paradox. One exhibiting inexplicable or contradictory aspects. Do as I say, not what I do. Now, many people don't live up to what they say. Many people write books about spirituality and they themselves do not walk the walk. Many beautiful songs are written. And I've spoken this, you know, John Lennon wrote the beautiful song, Imagine. Beautiful, beautiful song. But he couldn't live up to his own words and his own life. It was an addictive personality. Yet, in his higher self, he can write this beautiful song. But he couldn't keep that higher self going moment to moment, day to day. He didn't know himself yet. He had glimpses of who he should be. We, in divine administration, ask you to go beyond the glimpses and come into the now of God's perfect will. A paradox can be an assertion that is essentially self-contradictory, though based on a valid deduction and acceptable premise. Like you guys can know the truth of a certain concept of something, but if you're not living it yourself, you have no power to tell someone else to change. You lost your God power. The only power that you can have to provoke change in someone else is the change that you can provoke in yourself. If you aren't changed, no matter what cosmic name they give you, if you aren't walking the walk, then you don't have the power to try to change anyone else until you change yourself. That's why Neon and I have to make decisions sometimes where you can no longer teach, because you're teaching at a level where now you should be walking it. And if you're not walking it, you can't teach it anymore. Paradox. A statement contrary to received opinion, conflicting with expectation. Well, you have your opinion. You have your own expectations. It may not be God's truth, nor God's expectations. So you see a lot of paradoxes because you have your own views. But it may not be God's views. That's the difference between epical revelation and personal revelation. Epical revelation tells you from God's standpoint, from God's position, from God's order, from God's experiential attitude. I like that one. What the truth is. Your own personal revelation tells God what you think the truth is. And that's what evolutionary religions do. And that's what personal revelation does. It twists some of your own opinions with what you think God is saying to you, but it's not really that way at all. It's what you're saying to God. That's why we were given the five epical revelations from God. Because God is kind of like being like Frank Sinatra, saying to you, it's my way, children. And Frank saying, no, it's my way. When we view who we are through the scope of the false values of the third dimension, we are setting ourselves up for much pain in life and many disappointments. When you begin to walk a spiritual life in any religion, no matter what religion it might be on the planet, if you walk in the truths of those religions, you will find many common denominators of thought. Basically, choose good over evil. Relinquish materialism. Serve others. That's common in all religions. Are you prompted to be the best at what you do? Or do you wish to be a star? I'm going to read to you from this little booklet here. It's called Prompted to Be the Best, written by Father John Cantor. Philip Eisenberg is a prompter for the San Francisco Opera. Hidden from the audience in a box below center stage, he cues the performers quietly. But sometimes when a performer misses a cue or is late getting on stage, he has to sing a line or two for them. Once he was asked why he never became a conductor to be seen by the audience. He replied, "It's better for me to be good at what I do than be one of many conductors." That is an important point. Success in any field lies not in public acclaim, but in becoming good at what you do. Your work may be hidden, but it is work that you can do conscientiously. In a real sense, society depends on how well you perform your God-given work. Stars come a dime a dozen, no matter what field you're in. And I'm just not talking about show business. Quality, qualified, the Urantia book says, and talented workers of God, masters of their trades, are far and few between. And today even more so, because our society now, the way that it is structured, does not create masters in their trades. No longer. As a matter of fact, even musicians. There's the quick and easy method to learn to play something. So you don't really learn how to play at all. There's the synthetic and synthesized sounds. You don't really learn how to play at all. Are there so many CDs on the market that are recorded in basement studios with supposedly many, many, many instruments on the CD, all sounding like an accordion? And there are hundreds of thousands of CDs out there. And you can't even find anymore the one that has real live musicians recorded in a professional analog studio that separates the sound and brings out the sound of the different instruments, brings out the professionalism and master quality of the individual musician. Because all they're shooting for is rote and formula. We live in a world today that is constantly changing. That's what it's supposed to do, constantly change. But it can change for the worse, or it can change for the better. Unfortunately, on this world, it's pretty much changed for the worse for the majority of society. And many billions suffer because those in control do not want true godly change. I said this before. So keeping in mind that the world is constantly changing, either for the good or for the bad, but mostly for the bad on this planet, is there any one career or study that one should totally embrace to put your time and energy into? Perhaps we need to acquire the discipline of learning to learn. Learning to learn what? Everything. That's just too much. I mean, how can I learn everything? Well, I'm not saying you're going to be a master at everything overnight. But to take a good course of universal liberal arts, it's good to know a little bit about everything. We excel in some areas and progress slower in others, of course. But as Neon said, some things in which we excel in may not be so recognized by the lower consciousness of the third dimension. But here in this divine administration, we try to recognize everything that we can in you. Even though you don't recognize it in yourself, we recognize it. First of us to recognize it is Neon and I, and the liaison minister and the elders. We recognize your gifts, your talents, your abilities. The bright morning star came in once and on a Sunday evening, and he kept on saying over and over again, "Know your limitations. Know your limitations." He was trying to bring a message through. Socrates, the Greek philosopher, who was Plato's teacher, said, "Know thyself." I wonder if he was talking about his higher self or lower self. I'm sure he was talking about the higher self. But in knowing the higher self, then you begin to know your lower self. And knowing your higher self, you can begin to control your lower self. Jesus said, "Greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world." What was he saying about that? The God self within you is greater than the influences of the world. But you have to want that. You have to want that more than anything else. That God self. He correctly stated that the way to do that was through the disciplines, not the gifts, not God, give me this, give me wisdom, give me strength, give me... No. You can pray for all of that, but then you have to practice it. It's a discipline, disciplines of these virtues, of the fruits of the Spirit. Love is a discipline. You just want God to give it to you. You have to practice it. You have to practice patience, self-control. You have to practice the fruits of the Spirit. They just don't come to you automatically overnight. It could take until you fuse with your thought adjuster through many mansion worlds to perfect these virtues. So, would you please just start now? Right conduct and piety. Piety, the state or quality of being pious, especially a religious devotion and reverence to God. Because if you have that mindset of piety about you, you're not going to respond in a negative way. You're not going to respond in the lower self. You're not going to respond in the world's way of responding. You're going to respond in God consciousness, in a higher way. If you keep that consciousness of piety about yourself. And Jesus saying not to worry about tomorrow until it comes is the same as the Eastern religion's teachings. Of course, Jesus gave it to the Eastern religious mind, being the God of never known. But anyway, it's the same three words that they say, be here now, be here now, be here now. And dealing with your moment. And too often, we want to go back in our minds to the past and bring in the past to deal with the present. Sometimes that works, but not the majority of the time. Because you should be so far outgrown your past. The only thing that you can go back into the past is to the truths of that past, not to the hurts, not to the pains of your emotional life. The only thing that will do is bring you down. And you live in a vortex and a hologram of that past. In order for you to become healed and whole, you have to live in the moment. And you have to encompass all in what that moment is. And if those who are living in divine administration, that's a lot. That's a lot. Because every time I look at each one of you, if I really tune in to each one of you, wow, I sometimes can't take it for me, because I want to go right over to you, say, here's what you need to do next. What is an administrator? An administrator is someone who sets you on a course of divine will. That's one abbreviation for administrator. It's a good one. It's a good one, because it's what I do all day. Whatever task that you're doing, whatever priority I set, it's setting you on a higher course of God reality. But all of you have a responsibility to do that with someone else. At whatever level, you can do it. That's your responsibility. This is a saying on this planet. He is a jack of all trades, but a master of none. You've heard that. However, in time, you will become a master of one or more trades and have varying degrees of skills in many other pursuits and trades. So all of you are saying, who am I? I want to be an engineer. I'm not an engineer yet. I want to be a clothing designer. I'm not a clothing designer yet. I should be an artist, a great painter. And I'm not an artist and a great painter yet. I want to be a musician and the whole world know how wonderful I am. Hey, I know. I'm a musician. I've been one for thousands of years. I know what you're thinking. God is saying, where are you coming from? Who are you? You can be a lot of things. You are a lot of things. Why limit yourself to being Beethoven? Or Frank Lloyd Wright? Why limit yourself? And you can be a lot of things. Who are you? You're a child of God with a lot of different talents, a lot of different abilities, all ever expanding. And when you become a fine arter, man, you'd be a master of almost everything. That's what eternity is. That's what eternity is. It's continuing to learn and grow in the trades business. That God puts in us the desire to want to be recognized. But you know what that truly is? To be recognized for what? As a person who gives to others of their godly talents in all of the trades. That trade could be a mother and a homemaker. That's a beautiful, wonderful trade that is so much needed on this planet. And if that's all you are for today, today may be a lifetime. That's valuable. And throughout that lifetime, you could pick up books and read about a lot of other things. But that doesn't mean you have to master it. You got to learn to balance your time and feel secure in your days with God and moments with God and your time and space and eternity. You have to meet the circumstances before you of each day. I had to learn to meet the challenge of that particular day and that particular circumstances, because when I didn't, I was miserable. And I found myself in situations that God put me in to take away my power until I got it right. I know what it is to think that I should be doing something more in administration. Administration 20, 30 years ago meant something different than it is now to me. Because on this planet, we have learned to look at each other with false perceptions. I was a lot happier. Neon and I lived in a teepee with our three children several months, and we were quite happy. As a matter of fact, back then, we were able to do much, much more on a daily basis and interact with other people more than we do now. We were able to be more, you know, like one of you guys. Then we were able to let our hair hang down, so to speak. We were able to take life a little easier. Now, it's pretty difficult to even try to begin to be Prince Malfax and Princess Neon. That isn't a title that you can learn in Harvard. And I never wanted to. That isn't something that either one of us thought that we wanted to be. If there's anything I ever wanted to do, was to be a singer and to make music and to be in front of audiences. That I've said to you over and over again, and I don't deny that. But even that has to be in true godly perspective to let that happen for me until I got it right. What God wanted for me was to be Prince Malfax. If God would have told me that when I was 20 years old, I wasn't ready for that. God couldn't tell me that when I was 30 years old. God couldn't tell me that until I was 40 years old. God couldn't tell me that until I understood that I was there. This isn't a destiny that I've decided for myself. I guarantee you that. It's a destiny that I have to accept and walk into. isn't easy to walk into it. And for each of you, it may not be easy to walk into your destinies. How could it be when the system has taught you something different? How could it be when others who don't want to walk into their destinies are our greatest enemies? They want this to be wrong and untrue and me to be afraid because they do not have the godly courage to walk into their own destinies. They can't know themselves, who they are. And they don't want us to know who we are, or they won't believe who we are, because they are not willing to walk into their own destinies and know themselves. It's painful, very painful, because we seem right now to be so few. Yet, we have done tremendous things here in this community. How did that happen? Why are people giving to this mandate? Because they are finding out who they are. They know who they are. Ovan souls are finding out who they are. New souls, first light souls, are finding out who they are and what their potentials are to become administrators in the divine new order coming. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. Why is it that the first two elders that came here was Nod, who didn't know himself, didn't know who he was at the time, but he did know that something in epical revelation that he was hearing was true. And he had already, in some way, begin to make the change from being Nod, even though he didn't know he was Nod, to coming into a higher revelation. He understood about the earth changes. He understood. He tried to warn. He was already making changes. Maybe not all the changes. It's happening now. But he was beginning to make changes. And because he was making the changes, he was an outcast to those in the Rancher movement. Because they didn't want to hear about the earth changes. They didn't want to hear about any of that. But isn't it interesting that the first of the elders here was Van and Nod? And that the mercy of the Father already had forgiven Nod. It may not have materialized until quite recently when he found out who he was. Know thyself. We have helped each other to know ourselves. We have recognized ourselves. That's part of what divine administration is. That's part of what the first planetary sacred home is. We help each other to know ourselves. I see you. I know you. I've lived with you before. We have those emotional and genetic memories, those feelings. It may not be a complete scene of the past. It's much, much more than that. It's just, I know because I know because I know. My ending thought and quote for you this day is one of my own. Destiny will find the soul, not the soul destiny. God and destiny are one. And so, you destiny reservists, take heart. God has called you. Listen back. Thank you.
Vanetics with Gabriel of Urantia and Neon Emerson Chase, an ongoing series of lectures and teachings on spiritual leadership, personal change, and the principles of divine administration. Part of the curriculum of the University of Ascension Science and the Physics of Rebellion. More information can be found at uaspr.org.